The final pilings for a new cruise ship dock are being driven at a Huna tourist attraction, marking an end to the nearly decade-long saga that split the community. The publicly financed dock is being built where it serves a local native corporation's interests, only indirectly benefiting residents. Many are shareholders themselves. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more from behind Icy Strait Point's gate.
On the grounds, tourists wander in and out of a historic salmon cannery turned museum. They skim the treetops on more than a mile of zipline and bask in front of a crackling wood fire that an employee keeps going. Tyler Hickman is the vice president of Icy Strait Point, owned by the Huna Totem Corporation. He says it's important to maintain the cannery's offbeat charm.
That it doesn't feel too polished or perfect. Then all of a sudden it just starts feeling, fake.
Part of that is making sure tourists feel comfortable when they arrive and leave. About 150,000 cruise ship passengers come here each year. To get to Icy Strait Point, they have to schlep over on a small tender boat. There's no place for big ships to dock.
Right now, we've got a line of probably about maybe 60 people that are waiting for a tender to pull alongside. And most of them are standing in shelter, but a few of them are standing in the rain. And in the future, there will be a covered trestle. They can just wander right back off to the ship, grab their rain jacket, and come on back.
From there, they can walk through second growth forest. But not everyone was as enchanted with the location of what Hickman estimates is a $22 million dock, paid for primarily by a grant from the state.
At the time that these discussions were going on, the whole town wasn't head over heels in love with the tourism influences on the community.
Ken Scaffold's dad is a shareholder in the Native Corporation. He says before the cruise ship started arriving back in 2004, the village felt like a different place. Its population around 750.
I remember a day when somebody might wear their pajamas down to pick up the newspaper or groceries on a Saturday morning. And if a cruise ship's in town, that's changed now.
A mile past Icy Strait Point's traffic gate is the city of Huna. Tourists shuttle through for bear watching tours and to the top of the zip line. Back in the mid-2000s, the city proposed a multi-use dock closer to the city center.
This commercial dock that was going to help with barging, was going to help with freighting, was going to be a place for fishing boats to tie up to.
Cruise ships weren't the main focus, but Scaffoldstad says the conversation shifted after the success of Icy Strait Point. A private-public partnership was created. $14 million in state funds to build the dock would flow through the city. The corporation would put in $8 million. Although the inclusion of cruise ships was decided, the location of the dock wasn't.
The Icy Strait Point development people disagreed with where the city and the community had picked for their location.
Shaman Point. He says the argument became about where it should be, but also what? A multi-purpose dock close to downtown or a cruise ship dock on private land?
I can say that I was one. Ken Scaffoldstead was one that adamantly took opposition to that whole initiative.
And the town, he says, was split down the middle.
I refer to it as World War III. It was horrible.
A Royal Caribbean exec sent a letter to the city stating that if the dock was built at Shaman Point, cruise liners might not moor there.
The opinion of the customer's experience was touted to far outweigh the community's need for any of the other uses other than a cruise ship dock.
Eventually, the city council turned over. A new mayor was elected, and it was decided the dock would be built at Icy Strait Point. Scaffoldstead says he never did agree with how everything went down. But when he became mayor back in 2014, he wanted to make the best of it.
You know, I had to really work to be open-minded about this and listen to the other points of view. You know, the other opinions were that right now the important thing is the development of this industry, and those other uses for the dock are really relatively small. Truthfully, this dock is its primary income is going to come from the cruise ships.
As the final pilings go in, Tyler Hickman says there's no need to discuss what happened in the past.
To me, it's about today. I mean, when we go out and walk around the corner, it's being installed where it is, and it's in the right place. The experience the cruise ship guest is going to get is going to be the best in the world.
The new dock could attract more liners like Disney, meaning increased visitors to Icy Strait Point and Huna. Mayor Scaffoldstad says he's trying to be welcoming. He leads the bear watching tours when they get overbooked. He says before, The locals just wanted the tourists to pass right through.
Instead, this metamorphosis has happened, and the town is saying, wait a minute, I can make a buck here. Or I'm just going to sit here like I used to sit and watch the birds on the beach. Now I'm going to watch tourists. So there's this significant change.
The dock is expected to be completed sometime in October, just as Icy Strait Point closes for the season. In Hoonah, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.